It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Hello, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. It's great to be with you today. We are on Veterans Day. Talk about that in just a moment. Veterans Day is really a sacred holiday. Even today, with crazy things going on in the country and around the world. But I do want to say how great it is to be with you. On this show, you can live stream us on the internet. It's LarryKudlowShow.com, LarryKudlowShow.com. You can hear us all across the country, around the world, throughout the solar system, including the Milky Way. And during the week, you can hear us on Fox Business Network, FBN. The name of the show is Kudlow. Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Plays again, 7 to 8 p.m. That's Monday through Friday. The name of the show is Kudlow, 4 to 5 p.m. Plays again, 7 to 8 p.m. Or you can just DVR it. Text your favorite 9-year-old and she'll show you how to DVR the show if you can't make it. So today's Veterans Day. It's a blessed day. It honors all of the incredible men and women who have defended America, who have defended American freedom, who have defended American life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, all around the world, really for over a couple of hundred years. Veterans Day is observed on November 11th, and it officially commemorates all those who have served honorably in the U.S. military, in wartime and in peacetime. And we're talking about millions of people, 2.5 centuries, answered the call to defend our nation. According to a memo sent out by my friend Robert Doenschneider, there are 1.3 million active duty military personnel today, including about 172,000 permanently assigned to overseas duty. A little bit of history. Veterans Day was originally known as Armistice Day, established by President Woodrow Wilson back in 1919 to honor those who served in World War I. And like most of our World War I allies, we observed the holiday on November 11th. A terrible conflict ended on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918. Back in 1954, President Dwight D. Eisenhower changed the name from Armistice to Veterans Day. So the holiday came to honor veterans of all U.S. wars, not just World War I, all U.S. wars. And let's see. President Gerald Ford restored observance to November 11th. There are, as I said, let's see, 1.3 million active duty military personnel today, 172,000 permanently assigned to overseas duty, including, let us remember, the Middle East. We will talk some about the Israel-Iran-Hamas war later in the show. National Security Advisor, former National Security Advisor in the Trump years, Robert O'Brien, will be on the show at the half hour. 16.2 million U.S. military veterans, right, in 2022. That's about 6% of the civilian population. Female veterans, 1.7 million, representing about 10% of the veteran population. Percentage of veterans age 75 and older, 26%. 8.5% of them younger than 35. Let's not forget our veterans, folks. These are people, some of whom have made the ultimate sacrifice in giving their lives. Others, fortunately, are still with us. Let's not forget the heritage of greatness of America, which is being maligned overseas and here at home, the greatness of America. I want to depoliticize this for the moment. I don't want to get into my views on the Biden administration. I just want to celebrate all the veterans, the service they give to this country and to our freedoms, free speech, freedom of religion, freedom to assemble, freedom to do business, freedom to better themselves, freedom to raise their families. Most of these veterans have great values, the vast majority of them, traditional, conservative, family values, working values, opportunity values, patriotic values. Those are veterans. You find them everywhere in life. You can often tell with their military bearing, ramrod straight, always willing to help people, always willing to provide service. These are people that know America is the greatest country in the history of history, and they want to keep it that way. They are our front line of security, national security, domestic security. You know, a lot of veterans serve in the police forces around the country. You talk to cops, a lot of them are veterans, and they're wonderful people. And we should give them our wholehearted support all the time, every day. Our respect, our gratitude. They keep us safe. American safety is not to be trifled with. American security is not to be trifled with. American freedom is not to be trifled with or ever forgotten. How important this country is. We, a representative democracy. And let's not forget how much we owe them, because when America goes wrong direction, the rest of the world goes wrong direction. But when America stays on the right track, chances are the rest of the world, or most of it, stay on the right track. And let's not forget, we are being threatened by a number of hostile forces around the world, in places like Iran and all their terrorist subsidiaries, or in Russia, or in China, or in North Korea, or elsewhere. Dictatorships, haters, people who hate America. That's why we must honor our veterans, because they protect us from these malign, evil forces. And we can never take it for granted, can we? Ever. The moment we take it for granted, we'll lose it. And we must always remember Ronald Reagan's dictum of peace through strength. He's not the only president who believed that, but Reagan emphasized peace through strength, a strong America. A strong America at home gives us great strength abroad. A tough America. We are a peaceful America. We've always sought peace throughout the world. But if someone comes after us, we will fight back. A sleeping tiger, as Winston Churchill once called it. But that's American greatness. Even though I see us now in a bit of a slump coming out of Washington, D.C., the reality is the men and women who are our veterans, who are part of our military, past and present, they will keep us safe. And we have to do as much as we can do to help them. Help them with our kindness, with our respect, with our imagination, with our philanthropies and charities. We do all we can to keep our veterans healthy, happy, and we show them our respect and admiration. It's a very important concept, very old-fashioned concept. Let's think about this today. It's a Saturday, November 11th, Veterans Day. These are the people who keep us safe, and their forebears are the people who gave their lives to keep us safe, to keep our freedoms intact, to keep us the greatest country in the history of history. That's why Veterans Day is so terribly important. Please think about it, folks. This is a wonderful day. It's also a somber day. It's a day of remembrance. It's a day of thanksgiving and gratitude for our great American veterans. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC. Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I just want to read this ad. It's very important, Veterans Day ad. Red Apple Audio Network listeners, please support veterans and their families this Veterans Day by donating to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All you have to do is go to wabcradio.com/T2T to donate. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation do all they can to support the veterans of our great country. Please show your support for them this Veterans Day and go to wabcradio.com/T2T and donate. God bless our veterans. God bless our veterans. Switch gears a wee bit, although not so much, because our veterans and our military are getting hit 50 times in the Middle East by Iranian terrorist proxies, almost 50 times. I don't know what the number is today, but it was close to 50 as of yesterday. And one of the things that I find so bad from the Biden administration is we are not fighting back. We are not fighting back. We have this namby-pamby response. You know, they're hitting our people. Most of the missiles have been deflected. I think one drone got through. We've taken injuries. Apparently, no casualties, no deaths, but we've taken injuries. They're back on active duty. But I think it's really awful, really weak response from the Biden administration. I mean, they've thrown a couple of pinprick missile hits in eastern Syria at unmanned ammo depots. I mean, what is that? It's a nothingheimer. It's a big nothingheimer. They're going after our ships and our men and our women, and all we do is lob some missiles, their little pinprick missiles, at ammo depots where there are no terrorists and no terrorist casualties or deaths. And I think they should pay for it. And I think this is part of Biden's weakness. And I think the Biden administration seems to be more afraid of Iran than Iran is afraid of us. And that is not a good place to be in wartime or peacetime. Not a good place to be. That's why I call it namby-pamby. General Jack Keane was on the TV show this week and talking about why, or asking why we haven't hit back at Iranian command and control centers in Iran or training centers in Iran. 500 Hamas terrorists were at an Iranian-based training center in September before the October 7th attack, murders. I mean, what is that all about? It's incredible to me. I remember my former boss, Donald Trump, took out the top bad guy in Iran. He bombed al-Sulaymani, killed him, and his driver. There's a message. That's a warning. Sulaymani was their top guy. He's the guy that ran all the terrorism in the Middle East and elsewhere. And what did Iran do? Nothing. Trump told them, told the mullahs, we have your cell phone numbers. We know where you live. They did nothing. Why? Because they were in part bankrupted by the tough Trump sanctions. No oil sales, no oil revenues, no foreign exchange. That's the kind of toughness that we need. And send Iran a message. And hit them. They try to hit us, we hit them. This is a war. They have declared war on us. This is about American national security. Of course, it's about Israeli security and the security of our allies in the Middle East and around the world. But it's about American security, first and foremost, because they hate America. They want to abolish Israel, and they want to abolish the United States. And they say so all the time. Biden does not have a backbone. And this is a terrible situation to be in. And then there's this other story that's hit this week. And that's Barack Obama. And boy, does he bear responsibility for this. And of course, Obama comes out at some podcast or some darn thing and says, well, regarding the Middle East, nobody's hands are clean. He says, nobody's hands are clean. Really? And I would say to President Obama, sorry, sir, your hands are not clean. Obama made a deal with Iran, a terrible nuclear deal. And in that process, let us not forget, Obama gave Iran $1.7 billion in cash and gold bars, and then released another $100 billion in frozen assets. All right, so he gave him cash and he unfroze the assets. Now, that's the kind of money that Iran has used to finance terrorism right up to October 7th. Money is the coin of the realm in terrorism and just about everything else. Now, the wonderful news is that the IDF forces are mopping up Hamas faster than people think. But I'll tell you this, Obama has some nerve saying what he's saying, and Joe Biden and Antony Blinken and that whole crowd should fight back and stop being so namby-pamby. Iran should fear the United States. That's the position we want to be in with strength. This is America on Veterans Day. I'm Kudlow. We'll be back with the National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien.